German journalist and historian Andreas Wiedemann is the author of a book about the resettlement of the Sudetenland following the expulsion of the German population at the end of World War II. The title translates from German as Come With Us to the Borderland, Resettlement and New Settlers in the Former Sudetenland, 1945-1952. Unlike the expulsion, the resettlement has been given scant coverage, although the consequences still scar large parts of the country. I asked him why he had seized upon the subject.
I was very interested in this topic because about the expulsion or the transfer of the German population from the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, there are a lot of books and works, but it was interesting that up to today, you can't find very much like material about the time after the transfer. Or so, interesting question for me: what happened when the Germans went away? So this is a main question in this book.
And what conclusions did you come to about what was the resettlement of this area that used to be populated by the Germans? Did it seem to be planned very well?
It was planned, maybe not from the beginning. The problem was like directly after the Second World War, there existed plans from the Czech exile about transfer of the Germans and the new structures of the new state after the war. But there were no exactly plans about how to organize the whole process. The idea that the Germans had to leave the country after the war, this is a very clear idea in the beginning. And of course, the second step is what will follow the transfer of the Germans, and the logical next step is the resettlement of these regions with Czech and Slovakian people. But there was no exact plan how to manage it. So in the beginning, in the summer of 1945, it was not organized. It was maybe a spontaneous migration processes. People left home, ran to the border regions, had a look what's going on and where is it possible maybe to find a new house or new work or new possibilities. But then after summer and autumn 45, it was planned. There were a lot of different state institutions who organized the whole process. There was a resettlement office, and all the ministries in the government were involved in this process. So then it was very detailed, planned. The results maybe were a little bit different than it was planned, but it was organized.
My impression is that whatever was organized, looking today at the results, they look fairly disappointing because a lot of these areas still look fairly run down, still underpopulated, and even in a certain sense, underdeveloped compared to what they were before.
Of course, the problem is it fast became clear that there won't be enough people to fill up the border regions after the Germans left. And this was a very clear thing also for the politicians. They said when we will achieve a population of 75% of the pre-war inhabitants, then it's okay, then it's enough, because it was clear that there are not enough people to resettle the whole regions. There were a big difference from the regions. For example, the northern, very industrial regions, there are many problems today, but not all of these problems are bound to this resettlement process. Directly after the war, the first maybe 10 years after the war, the northern Bohemian industrial regions, I think their life and working life worked because, for example, in Ústí nad Labem, in the town of Ústí nad Labem, there were a little bit more people than before the war. But when you, for example, look into the western regions, western Bohemian regions like Karlovy Vary, there after the war were 50% less people than before the war.
I always got the impression that maybe the communists weren't really too sure what to make of these border regions. In one sense, maybe, especially in the West, I get the impression that they maybe deliberately didn't want to fill them up and maybe just to leave them as a sort of buffer zone in case there was some conflict.
The communists, on the one hand side, they always said how important is the whole resettlement process, but on the other hand, they decided to use the whole resettlement process for a new structure in economics. For example, there were 7,000 companies were closed after the war. Some of these companies were moved to Slovakia, so it was the plan for the whole industrialization policy to industrialize Slovakia. Of course, this was a clear policy to use the resettlement to change the whole structure. It was not like a positive aspect for the regions, this kind of policy, of course. And when you talked about the Western regions especially, there were problems. The resettlement and the very big lack of new settlers, because not enough people came. And then the second aspect is the border with Germany, because a lot of people and also communists were afraid of maybe a new war. And a new war, the people thought about it that Germany will, together with America and England, fight against Eastern Europe. So the people at the western border were very afraid, and so the communist policy was also really to close this border.
During your research, did you come across some surprising things that you think that weren't well known before?
I was surprised that, for example, not only the Germans or the Hungarians or the so-called like traitors or people who collaborated with the Nazi regime had problems, but there was also the position of the Czech old settlers, the people who lived in the border regions the whole life or before and during the war, and also during at that time when the border regions were part of the Hitler Germany. And there were like a few hundred thousand Czech people, and a lot of these people, they had German husbands, for example. And I was surprised that after the war there was big problems, because the new settlers and also the government in Prague very often thought that these Czech old settlers are not reliable people, because they had like contacts with Germans their whole life. They stayed in the border regions during the occupation and all this stuff, and they had very big problems, and there existed plans to settle them, to move them away. So there were really plans to move some 100,000 people or thousands of people to the inner district. Of course, there were plans and they did not make it. But I was very surprised that also in the press there were a lot of articles about like the old Czech settlers in the border regions, and you have to be careful and it's not sure if you can trust them and stuff like this. So I was very surprised, because it was a very big thing at that time.